Welcome to All Sides with Anna Staver. It's WOSU's fall membership drive. More on that in just a moment. We're headed into the final weeks of the 2024 election, that time when the ads are endless and the door knockers are right around the corner. If politics has you burned out, why not take a break with baking? A little cookie therapy to get you through October. That's what we're doing this hour on All Sides with Anna Staver, a political palate cleanser with Alex Copeland, the cookie artist behind Plenty of Cookies. Alex, welcome back to All Sides.
Thank you for having me.
Plenty of Cookies specializes in custom sugar cookies decorated with royal icing. They're fun, vibrant, definitely a conversation starter at any party. Alex, what drew you to custom cookie making?
You know, I was a student at Ohio State, and someone just showed me, I don't even know if it was a video at that point, because this was maybe 2010, so taking video content wasn't a thing, really, but there were photos of these decorated cookies, and I had always loved baking. So when I saw these decorated cookies, I was so used to the cookies I made with my mom and grandma, which was just with a butter knife, you're just putting icing on a cookie, and it was just very plain and simple like that. So these cookies just looked really pretty, and I was like, that's amazing. I would want to try that.
So you grew up baking as a kid. Did you grow up drawing or painting or any kind of artistic? Because these cookies are really edible art.
Well, thank you. You know, when I was in third grade, I remember we had to draw a snowman, and you had to put the snowman in a costume of like what you want to be when you grow up. And I made my snowman into an artist. And for some reason, that just it resonated with me. But I can't draw very well. I can't. Now, I say that, and I haven't really tried to hone in on those skills. But at that point, I wanted to be an artist. Then it wasn't working out. So I moved on. And for some reason, cookies and royal icing happened to be my medium.
Yeah, because I was going to say, these cookies, you can go online to Plenty of Cookies on Instagram. We are sharing some of your cookies right now on WOSU All Sides, but they are so artistic. They have incredible detail. And I'm like, how are you somebody who says they can't draw, and yet you draw on these cookies so elaborately?
You know, I do not know. It seems like it wouldn't make sense. But I feel like some people, there's just a medium that works for them and a medium that doesn't. Like, some people are sculptors. Some people use oil paint. Some people, they're
pencil.
Sketch artists.
Yeah.
Cookies and icing just happened to work for me.
And as part of our WOSU membership drive, we're going to be giving away a master class with Alex in November. But the people who come to this class are going to learn a lot, but that doesn't mean we can't share some tips with all of our listeners right now. So if somebody wants to try royal icing, wants to do this for the very first time, what would be a tip? Because I think it can feel, you can look at these decorating videos, you can look at cookies like yours, and just feel intimidated by it.
Yeah, you know, royal icing is, it's difficult to master, and it's just because people use different consistencies of royal icing. And a lot of times when people come to me and they say, I tried this and it didn't work out, so I'm really frustrated, it's usually because either their icing is too stiff or it's too runny. And you really have to figure out what works for you. When I first started, there were a lot of videos out there, and you just have to add just enough water to make it, I guess, runny enough to fill in all the gaps, but not so runny it falls off the edge. So all these videos, they kind of go over how much water you should be adding or how many seconds you should count for the icing to settle into that nice, flat, shiny surface. So my tip would be to watch some of those videos, add water, experiment with it. Just like any skill, it's going to take time. It's going to take practice. And I think a lot of people, they want that, you know, instant gratification of it being perfect. When I first started, it was not perfect. And just like this, you kind of have to give it time, rebag it if it's not working out, add more powdered sugar if it's too runny, add a little bit more water if it's too thick. You just kind of have to keep playing with it.
And you're going to get all of those tips if you come to the class in November. You're listening to All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. This is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the most important part of our budget. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 866 877-967-9678. For a membership of $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180, you're going to get a very special offer. Two tickets, so not one, two tickets to this WOSU exclusive member-only cookie decorating workshop hosted by Alex, the owner of Plenty of Cookies. The class is on Tuesday evening, November 12th at 6 p.m. here at WOSU headquarters. Come join Alex and I as we learn how to master the art of sugar cookie decorating. It's just in time for the holidays, and you're going to leave class with knowledge, with skills, and with a box of your own fabulously decorated cookies. Alex is going to teach you the basics of decorating, including piping, how to mix that perfect flood icing that he's been talking about, and it's exclusive for WOSU members. You can't buy your way into this class. You have to give as part of our membership drive. And you can give right now to secure your seat for you and a guest. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss this. Not only is Alex incredibly talented as a cookie artist, he's a lot of fun. And the more I get to know him, the more I think it's just going to be a really fun evening. It's two tickets for $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180. The class includes all the supplies. All you got to bring is yourself. We're also going to have other snacks, drinks, free parking, which is important. As somebody who has to like hunt for on-street parking around WOSU, that parking's important. You can give now at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. It's an exclusive WOSU member event, and it's going to be a great evening with me, Alex, and a whole bunch of WOSU members. We're going to have fun learning to decorate cookies, and your gift supports us here at Public Radio. If you listen to All Sides, then we're asking you to support the programs that you value. You listen here, you're listening now on 89.7 NPR News, because you know you can trust the news that you hear. And I think that's so important, especially in this election cycle. So we're asking for your gift of support today. Make this drive a success and call 866-897-9678 or give at WOSU.org. Remember, it's $15 a month. You get two tickets. So call 866-897-9678. Alex, let's talk a little bit more about tips for making cookies. When it comes to the actual sugar cookie itself, I think at least what got me messed up in the beginning was not chilling my dough after I'd cut my cookies. Because if the dough is warm, the cookies expand, they get all wonky, that reindeer looks more like a panda bear. It just like never works out the way you want.
Yeah. When I first started, I mean, growing up, I baked with my mom and grandma, and we never chilled the dough. But also, we didn't care what the shape was. You know, if the reindeer kind of looked a little plump, it was fine with us. Now, when I do it, I chill my dough after I make the dough. Mm-hmm. So it chills at... It's supposed to be for at least 2 hours. I always do it overnight. That's going to develop a lot of flavor. Mm. And then whenever I roll out my cookies, because I roll them out so quickly, I don't have to typically chill my dough before I put it in the oven because I'm just knocking it out, right? But if you are worried about your cookies spreading in the oven, I suggest a couple things. Chill the dough. That's going to help it keep its shape. Also, I use perforated mats on my baking sheets. So you can buy those anywhere. It's just a perforated mat. And that's going to help it bake evenly. It's going to keep the bottoms really nice and
goodness.
Flat. I know. It's wonderful. I have so many of them. And they're beautiful. It makes the cookies beautiful on top and on bottom. It's wonderful.
I'm going to have to get one of those.
Yeah, you do. You have to.
Yeah, especially because getting a consistent bake, because, you know, sometimes parts of your oven are warmer than the others, or the dough isn't completely even, and you're watching that, like, leg on the gingerbread man brown before the rest of the cookie.
Yes. I will say, I tell all of my friends, I'm like, listen, no one's oven, whether it's brand new, I've purchased a few ovens in my lifetime, and they're never 100% mm-mm. even temperature all over. I tell them to get an oven thermometer because even though you set it for 375, I guarantee your oven's probably not 375. And if it is, it's 375 in the front and not in the back. And it depends whether you have a convection oven, a true convection oven, or just a regular. There are so many different factors. So I tell people, get an oven thermometer. It's totally worth it.
No, they're life-changing for any kind of baking. Yeah. I have one inside. My oven's about 6 to 7 degrees off.
Yeah.
But also, it takes so much longer to warm up. So when the little, like, ding happens and it's like we're up to temperature, we're nowhere close to temperature.
Let it preheat for like another 15 minutes at least.
Yeah, my oven's little timer that's like, hey, we're ready to cook is a lie.
Yeah, yeah. I don't trust them.
No. You know what I like to do is add 1/4 teaspoon of almond extract to my sugar cookies.
Okay.
Adds a little bit of like nutty, like fun flavor.
Yeah.
Do you do anything extra to your batter?
You know, I don't. I don't add any kind of like a nut extract or anything like that, just because I want to be really cognizant of like food allergies. So in my kitchen, I don't have any nuts in my products. Even though I do love peanut butter, it kind of kills me that I don't have peanut butter items. I would love to branch out for that. But no, mine are just vanilla sugar cookies, and I really just hone in on that. I do put a solid amount of salt in my cookies because I want to taste the salt. It brings out the sweetness. I love it.
No, that's always a good, if you're cooking with any kind of like sweet treat recipe and it doesn't have salt, it's not a good recipe.
I know. I completely agree.
And you wouldn't think so, but even that little bit, just like,
if I look up a recipe and it doesn't have salt, I mean, I can tell. And since you said you're a baker as well, you can look at a recipe and kind of like it, like there's like an alarm that goes off and you said, now wait a minute, this recipe kind of looks a little suspicious. And it's and I know a lot of people who create recipes, they either haven't made the recipe or they don't have time to test every single recipe, which is fair. I mean, people are busy. I get it. But I can tell when a recipe, I'm like, this is not going to work out. But I do stick to a recipe that I look up. I stick to it to the T the first time, and then I alter it however I want it to be.
Yeah. You got to kind of get a baseline of what it's
like. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I want to say thank you to Catherine Hausen from Reynoldsburg. Thank you so much for your donation. This hour of All Sides is all about sugar cookies, and thank you for joining us today and for tuning in during the fall membership drive. This hour, we're offering an incredible thank you gift. For $15 a month as a sustainer, you get 2 tickets for you and a friend, you and a partner, a sibling, even one of your kids, 10 years or older, to come down to WOSU Media for an exclusive cookie decorating workshop with Alex Copeland from Plenio Cookies. It will be Tuesday, November 12th at 6 p.m. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience for WOSU members. It's $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180 for your 2 tickets to this event. You can give online at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678. Alex has mastered royal icing. He's been doing this for more than a decade, and you're going to get his tips, tricks, and techniques to help you master the art of sugar cookie decorating. You don't have to bring anything but yourself. Alex is bringing all the supplies, including freshly baked cookies, high-quality icing, all kinds of colors, and colorful decorations. So you're going to leave the class with your own set of cookies and the skills to recreate them at home for the holidays. And public radio is really, you know, it's for a lifelong learner. I learn so much every day with all of the shows that we produce. It's for people who chase their curiosity. And I always learn something new when I listen to other programming on NPR. So we're taking that learning piece here to the next level by offering a hands-on class that's going to be fun and educational. For $15 a month, it's 2 tickets to this class, and it's a workshop here at WOSU just for members who give during this show. Bring your daughter, bring your best friend, bring your partner, your kid. You'll be attending the class with a great group of public radio supporters, and Alex will be there. I will be there, and make your gift now and secure your tickets. I should add that the workshop's going to have refreshments and free parking, which, like I've said, is somebody who jockeys for street parking around the university. It is a perk. I wish I got free parking here every day. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. It's just $15 a month for 2 tickets, or you make a one-time gift of $180. Secure your seats right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We're listener supported here at 89.7 NPR News, which means we count on listeners like you to give what you can during these membership drives. In return, we bring you the news and information that you can trust. We spark that curiosity. All Sides is here for you every morning, talking about what's going on in Central Ohio. We have in-depth, thoughtful, even fun conversations. And we do that because we're listener supported. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And I want to say thank you to Kevin Knight from Dublin, who will be joining us for the cookie decorating. Thank you so much for donating. Alex, since we have fun on this show, I have a little game for you.
Okay.
So we're going to play a little this or that.
Okay.
So, gel food coloring or liquid?
Gel. A lot of people, they try to use the liquid food coloring in their royal icing, and it's just, it's not concentrated enough. So gel food coloring all the way.
Can you get away with margarine, or does it always need to be real butter?
Butter. Always butter. My mom tried to make, I have a buttercream recipe, and she tried to make it with margarine.
Ooh.
And I was like, Mom, we will never be going back here. I said, show me what you're using. Because she showed me like a video of it. And I'm like, Mom, what did you do so wrong to make this happen? So I'm so glad that I gave her the gospel and I said, butter, Mom, you need real butter.
Meringue powder or real egg whites?
Meringue powder.
I'm with you on that one. I'm afraid of egg whites.
I just feel like it's weird if I'm making icing and I just have egg whites and I just kind of like whip it up. I just feel, I don't know, there's something that just doesn't feel right.
See, I do like it for Swiss meringue buttercream,
yeah.
But you do heat the eggs.
Correct.
You are sterilizing it.
Correct. But for royal icing, no.
Yeah, I know it's traditional. Maybe one day I'll try it. But you probably shouldn't do it for commercial cooking because the last thing you want to do is gift your customer salmonella.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not trying to do all that.
Also, powdered sugar or flour when you roll out your dough?
Ooh, see, I like this question because I use powdered sugar.
So do I.
And, you know, we've all had a sugar cookie where it tastes like flour because, you know, you roll it out and you've dusted your countertop space with flour and then you dusted the top of it with flour and you're just adding all of this flour to your recipe, which also will change the way it bakes. And powdered sugar, you're just adding some sweet to it.
Yeah,
like,
that's
what I do
too.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. So powdered sugar all the way.
Yeah. And if you're you put a little extra salt in it, it really balances all out. You're good to go.
Yes.
Do you room temperature butter? Do you whip it room temperature or chilled?
You know, I have seen people do both ways. I like to soften my butter. So I like to keep it room temp. And usually, I mean, I make a lot of dough all at once.
I would imagine.
Yeah. So I will just take a whole stack of butter, almost like a whole countertop's worth of butter, and just leave it out. And it's so nice in the summer because it softens a lot quicker. But I just leave it out for at least a full night, nice and soft, whips up nice and easy, and you get that nice, it changes color to a white color whenever you're whipping it up. So I like that.
Yeah, me too. I think it's also easier to incorporate the egg when it's room temperature.
Yeah.
So we were talking earlier about what's the sign of a good baking recipe. When it requires room temperature ingredients, I'm like, you've thought about this.
Yes.
So, you know, we talk a lot about, in just casual conversation, about trends, right? Maroon is supposed to be really big for fall, suede, all that kind of stuff. Are there cookie fashion trends?
There are. And it's usually I feel like I don't know it until it's happening, which is so wild. But there's usually like a theme that everyone's going with. So for a while it was unicorns. That was really popular. And it depends because sometimes it's like a theme for children's parties. And then there's a theme for like bachelorette parties or
holiday baking.
Yeah. For bachelorette parties, it was like this cowboy disco theme this past year. Dinosaurs have been really popular this year. It really varies, but you can usually tell because it seems like there'll be a week where I'll get like 3 or 4 orders for the exact same set. And I'm like, well, that's wonderful for me because that's very easy. But you can kind of tell where the trend's going.
Oh, that's interesting. I want to say thank you to Suzanne Robinson in Columbus. And thank you to Angela Williams Gebhardt. I hope I said that correctly. All the way from Washington Courthouse. Thank you so much for your donations. I would call myself a mediocre icing expert. I am a mid-level, but everyone's always so surprised by them. And I think that's because there's something about a royal icing sugar cookie that just looks inherently impressive, even if you haven't done it perfectly.
I would agree. I think people are really intimidated by the whole process, but at the end of the day, it's going to taste the same. No matter how it looks.
The mistakes taste great.
Yeah, exactly. And I tell people that during my workshops. They want to create this perfect cookie that they saw on social media, which is wonderful. I love that enthusiasm. We all want to do that. But it's okay to make mistakes on cookies because you can still eat it. Just don't take a picture of that one and share it on Instagram, you know?
Yeah, it's also really fun with my kids. They've given me a lot of, they just kind of do whatever they want. My little one, she's 7 now. Every year she does a Sparkle Santa, which is essentially too much icing and like just a whole bunch of red glitter icing on top. So we get Sparkle Santa every year. It's like diabetes in a cookie, but it's delicious.
And it's fun. It's like, it's like, why not enjoy baking and decorating?
It also creates, I think it's such a fun tradition to do with your kids, to do with your family. You know, we give them away to our neighbors and it's, they get to pick their own cookies to leave for Santa. It's like, it's such a wholesome, like fun tradition with family.
Yeah. I think baking is one of those things that depends if you're into baking. It brings me a lot of joy just to bake, even if it's for myself, if it's for others. I love it. I love the joy it brings to other people. But it feels nice to give someone, it's like cooking. So if people like to cook, people like to bake, when someone has something of yours and they enjoy it, that just feels good and it makes them feel good. So I love the whole experience of it.
I agree. Where do you get your inspiration for your custom cookies? Because you said there's trends and obviously people make custom requests. They're like, hey, I'm starting a business. Can you make my logo on a cookie? But when you get to just do it for yourself, where do you draw inspiration?
You know, that changes all the time as well, because sometimes they are trends and sometimes you try to get ahead of it, especially making content. I try to do what people are into at the moment. I usually just find things that I enjoy. I think people are really drawn to someone who is doing something that just brings them happiness. So if something brings me happiness and I want to make it into a cookie, I just do it. And I think that people, they see that and they feel it with you.
Yeah, and you can see a lot of Alex's work on his Instagram at Plenty O' Cookies. We also have it right now on our own Instagram, WOSU All Sides. There is an incredible skeleton cookie that you should definitely check out. You've also got some like almost screen printed cookies, which I have no idea how you did. I'll ask you about that in just a moment. But this is listener supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides. It's our fall membership drive, which means it's time for you to support the conversations that we produce every day. You only find this kind of news and information on public radio. So you can support the station at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678. And this is a great time to become a member, because for this hour only, we have this amazing thank you gift. For $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180, you're going to attend a cookie decorating workshop with Alex, and you get to bring a guest, a friend, a sibling, a child, 10 or older, who can come and decorate cookies with you. This class is exclusive for WOSU members only, and you can only get a ticket by becoming a member. So don't wait. Get your tickets now at WOSU.org. We have a limited number of tickets, so if you want to attend the workshop, make that gift of $15 a month and secure your tickets right now. You'll spend a fun evening with me, Alex, and some awesome public radio fans. You're going to learn everything that you need to know about how to decorate sugar cookies for the holiday season. And these are skills, I can tell you, you can use for years to come. You can start a tradition with your own family. And what's really cool is, because we're doing it here in the WOSU studio, we have some cool tech. So Alex is going to be fitted with a camera so we can watch his hands on a big screen. So even if there's a bunch of people who show up, we'll be able to watch very closely what he's doing. He'll be able to come around and give you tips, teach you how to hold a piping bag. So maybe you want to, you know, get a manicure beforehand, since it'll be a very, your hands will be about, you know, 3 feet large on the big screen. But you're going to learn everything you need to know. The event is Tuesday evening, November 12th at 6 p.m. right here in our Ross Community Studio. We're located just south of 15th and High in the heart of Ohio State's campus. And yes, parking is going to be provided, so you don't have to worry about where you're going to park. The evening's going to have refreshments, and you're going to take home a box of beautiful cookies. Make that gift now. Two tickets for $180 as a one-time gift, or $15 a month as a sustainer. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. 9678. I want to say thank you to Rebecca Wongo in Bexley. We're looking forward to seeing you at the class. And it comes at a perfect time, just before the kickoff of the holiday season, you know, a few weeks before Thanksgiving when we get into all of that holiday baking. So if you want to improve your cookie skills ahead of that, this might be a great gift for you or for someone you know. Your mom, dad, sister, brother, give this class to the cookie baker in your life. Enjoy a fun, politics-free evening with WOSU. Hopefully the election will be over by then. I'm crossing my fingers. And when you get your tickets, you're supporting public radio with your gift. It's really a win-win because your gifts are essential to the future of All Sides and to the future of the station. You're going to be supporting thoughtful, in-depth discussions that keep you informed and entertained. And it's just $15 a month, which you can't go out to dinner and get a meal for under $15 these days. $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180 at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. So I gotta ask, Plenty of Cookies. It's a clever name. You have an adorable logo. It's on your shirt that you're wearing right now. How did you come up with that name? What does that mean to you?
Well, I am a drag queen, and my drag name is Plentio Smiles. And when I was coming up with this business, I couldn't think of a name. And I had gone through like a whole list of names.
Naming things is surprisingly hard.
Naming something is really difficult because you're stuck with that. I mean, unless you decide to just change it halfway through. And I just thought, like, what about Plentio Cookies? And some people said no, some people said yes, and I kind of just stayed with it. And then I would teach cookie decorating workshops in drag, and people were really drawn to that, and they enjoyed that portion of it. So Plentio Cookies has Plentio Smiles too.
You've also had some television experiences, appearing on both the Christmas Cookie Challenge and Halloween Cookie Challenge for the Food Network. How is that? What's it like to actually be on a baking show?
It is so different being there than it is watching it. It was a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong. It was so much fun. I think if you were to take anyone who enjoys being in the kitchen, first of all, and then put them in a brand new kitchen and kind of go through and just quickly tell them where things are and then just say, on the count of three, you're going to make your signature dish. Go. It's terrifying. And especially the first time when I was on Christmas Cookie Challenge, I think in my mind, I was just excited to be there. I was happy to have been chosen. It was just like this giddy feeling. So I just really enjoyed it. I'm also competitive. So of course I was going in trying to win. And it was just a great experience. I got to meet great people. It was wild watching myself on the TV.
Oh, that is weird.
It is. It's weird. I'm not really one to like watch or listen to myself. It's just not for me. And I had a viewing party, and I don't think I watched any of it. I just talked to people whenever I was on the screen because I said, "Listen, I'm not trying to go down this road of watching myself." But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and your company has really grown over time. It's now your full-time business, right?
Yeah. I've done this for over 10 years now, which is crazy to think about. But yeah, this is my full-time gig. I get to teach people cookie decorating, and I get to decorate cookies for people.
What's the strangest custom cookie order you've ever gotten?
Ooh. Well, I don't know. I'm going to name a couple. So I've had some divorce cookies, which are always fun. Just because they, you know, they're celebrating something completely different. I get a lot of marriage cookies, like wedding, bachelorette. But when you get the divorce ones coming in, that's when you can be super silly, right? There's two orders that always come to mind when I get this question. And there's one, and it was a celebration of life for a dog. And it was all of the strange items that the dog had eaten over the years. Because the dog apparently just would eat everything that was bad for it. So like rat poison, there were like chicken bones. I think a light bulb might have been one of the items. I mean, it was just like a dozen or two of cookies of random items that this dog had eaten. And I thought that was just so sweet, such a great like tribute to this dog's life. And I love dogs. So that was wonderful. And then the other set was for a birthday for a mortician. And it was a skull, a coffin, and an embalming machine. And I think it's just because of the embalming machine that made it so different, because I had never seen one. And it was just one of those themes where you're like, huh, I never thought I'd make a cookie of an embalming machine, and now
but
I'm
here we are.
Yeah.
That's so incredible. And yeah, it'd be a fun challenge.
Yeah, it's always a challenge when you get something brand new that you've never made before.
This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides. It's our fall membership drive, and for this hour, we're talking about an exclusive event for WOSU public members. If you make a gift now of $15 a month as a sustainer, or a one-time gift of $180, you're going to get two tickets to a cookie decorating workshop with Alex. That's $15 as a sustainer right now. You're running out of time, so you don't want to miss this opportunity. We have a limited number of tickets, and if you make the gift of $15 a month, which can be withdrawn from your checking account, charged to your credit card, go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. The Cookie Decorating Masterclass is going to be Tuesday evening, November 12th at 6 p.m. You're going to be led in a cookie decorating tutorial by Alex Copeland, the founder of Plenty of Cookies. You can see some of his amazing work right now on our Instagram account, WOSU All Sides. He also has just endless pictures and videos on his own Instagram, Plenty of Cookies. He's going to teach us tips, tricks, and techniques. He's going to come around. He can help you master how to pipe, which is harder than you think, to maintain a consistent pressure on your piping. He's also providing all the supplies. He's baking the cookies. He's bringing the icing. And you're going to go home with a beautiful box of cookies. And you won't have to crowd around a table to watch him work like with other classes. We're going to put him a camera on him and project his hands up on our big screen in the Ross studio. It's very high tech. It'll be great and easy to see the detail and the techniques that he's showcasing. The event also includes refreshments and free parking. You're running out of time, so you want to make your gift and get those tickets. And it's two tickets. So you can bring a friend, you can bring a sibling, you can bring one of your kids as long as they're 10 or older. It's $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Look, the class is going to be so much fun, but if you listen to All Sides every day, then you know our show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversations on issues that are important to Central Ohio. You hear our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday morning. We get you all caught up on the politics of Ohio. You hear straight from newsmakers on all sides of the aisle. If having a locally focused talk show is important to you, then now is the time to support the station. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. It's a great time to support 89.7 NPR News. And now is the time to give, because we have a limited number of tickets. While we are putting him up on the big screen, the Ross studio can only hold so many people. So make your gift now before the hour ends. Master the art of cookie decorating just in time for the holidays by attending our November 12th event. Two tickets, $15 a month. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Alex, I have a question for you, because when you're getting started, it's easy to collect a ton of cookie cutters. They're adorable. They're not terribly expensive. And before you know it, you're like, oh my goodness, how do I have 50 cookie cutters? Now, I'm sure you have way more than that. I don't know how many you have, but how do you decide where to start with a cookie cutter collection?
I think you should start with basic shapes. So a lot of people think that you have to have cookie cutters that are specific for every design that you want. And that's not the case. So if you have a circle cookie cutter, you can put almost anything on a circle, on a square, on a heart. There are many shapes that you can use for a lot of different things. There's also something called like a Franken cookie, which is where you can take two shapes and put them together. And like you cut out a circle, and let's say you cut out a triangle, right? And then you take the circle and you cut a little part of the triangle out and you piece those two together. And now you have almost like a cone shape kind of deal. And maybe you put a face with a party hat on it. And so you've made that new shape out of those two cutters that you already have. So yeah, I would say stick to basic shapes. That's a good way to start. Now for me, I have a few hundred cookie cutters, but this is also what I do as my life.
Yeah. And do people like give them to you as gifts?
Every so often someone might, but I feel like people have stopped doing that just because they know I probably already have it. And if I don't have it, I have a 3D printer so I can make my own cookie cutters.
Oh, that's fun.
And that's always wonderful too. But yeah, basic shapes. I said stick with it.
Yeah. I want to say thank you to Carol Milligan from Westerville and Lindsay Powell from Gahanna. It's going to be a really fun night. Yeah. One year for Christmas, we did just circles. I had just had my second baby and I really wasn't feeling busting out everything. You can do a snowman's face.
Yeah.
You can do a snow globe. You can do a wreath. You can do a ornament. You can do so many varieties just on that circle.
Absolutely. And I think people, they have to take a step back and just look at the circle and see the versatility in it. It's so wonderful.
Although I have a reindeer and I don't know. Like sometimes I think everyone, you just want like that special like snowflake shape.
I think everyone kind of has that very traditional holiday set of cookie cutters. I feel like I got gifted one from my mom and they're just always there. And
yeah.
If you don't have one, every garage sale has one.
That's so true. Garage sales, estate yes. sales are probably a great way to pick up cookie cutters.
Oh, yeah.
What are some of your favorite cookies to make? Do you have favorites?
It's not a decorated cookie, but I do love chocolate chip.
It's hard to beat.
It is a classic flavor. It's always there. It's dependable. I love it. Now, mine's a brown butter chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, that is a good choice.
Now, it is so delicious, and I will warm that up, and I'll put a scoop of ice cream on it and maybe some, like, hot fudge. Like, I go all out. I'm a sweets kind of person. So if I'm going to have a cookie, give me, you know, give him Alex a cookie, he's going to ask for a glass of milk. Give Alex a cookie, he's going to ask for a scoop of ice cream. That's kind of how I am.
Yeah, just the other day with my girls, I baked Nutella stuffed chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
They are good.
They're so, like, I try to eat healthy. But I won't turn down sweets. If they're there, I'm going to do it.
I also think, like, you know, if you eat healthy most of the time, it allows you to have, like, a really indulgent treat. I am not a, you know, black bean in my brownie type person.
No. I've never done it. I think I would be interested in trying it just because of the curiosity.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to be a traditional brownie kind of person.
What about tools? Do you use piping tips? Do you just cut the bags? Because sometimes, you know, you have this amazing flower basket and you can see it on our Instagram at WOSU All Sides. And it's got all these flowers in the basket. It's got a basket weave. Are you just doing that with a regular, like, just snip the piping bag?
The flowers are done with a certain tip. I forget the number of it, but it's a star tip that I use to make those flowers. Now, for leaves, you can just cut it's called a tipless piping bag. You can cut the tip to make it into a leaf pattern. And then for the rest is just a tipless piping bag that I cut straight across to make, like, a nice even stream of icing.
So it's different than cake decorating.
Yeah. I mean, there are some crossover techniques and tips that go with both.
Yeah, I would think so. But it's nice to know that you can start simple. You can even use, like, a Ziploc bag and cut the
tip. Yeah.
If you don't want to buy piping bags.
I will say if you're going to use the Ziploc bag, just be a little careful. Sometimes they can pop open, which can happen with a regular piping bag too. I'm just saying a Ziploc bag because that wasn't its intended purpose to have that pressure. Just be cognizant of your squeeze.
Yeah. And I will say for loading the piping bag, I like to put it over. I have, what's it called? One of those shaker cups for like protein.
Yes.
I fold the bag over and then I just stuff all of the icing in. It's so much easier.
Yeah. I've always seen people, they hold the piping bag in their hand and they try to scoop it in there.
It's not going to work.
First, you're going to get all the icing on the top of the bag and that makes the mess and you're going to get icing on your hands. Put it in a cup and just get it nice in there. Put the edges over the edge of the cup. And just fill it up that way. It's so much easier.
It's such a game changer.
It really is. And it's so simple. Oh, I have like a whole set of like 20 cups just at the ready for me to use for things like that.
Also something you could probably pick up at the thrift store.
Yes. I went to the dollar store and just bought dollar glasses. So, yes.
This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides, All Things Considered, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. These programs are paid for with listener support. And in return for your membership, we're offering a great gift this hour. Two tickets to an exclusive WOSU member event, a cookie decorating workshop with Alex from Plenty of Cookies. You get two tickets for you and a guest for $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180. You can give online right now at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. And you want to give before this hour ends. I do want to say thank you to Zach Ruppel in Columbus. We're looking forward to seeing you. During this event, you're going to learn how to master the art of sugar cookie decorating. Just in time for the holidays, you're going to leave class with the skills and the confidence to dazzle your friends and family with these decorated sweet treats. Alex is going to teach us all the basics and maybe a few flourishes to make your cookies look extra special, including how to hold the piping bag and how to get that right consistency in your royal icing. You don't want to miss this class. It's exclusive to WOSU members, and you have to give right now to secure your seat. It's going to be a really, like, awesome time. Alex is a fun, great guest to have here on All Sides. His cookies are incredible to look at, and you get two tickets for $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180. And you don't have to bring anything. You just bring yourself. We've got the cookies. We've got the piping. We've got the icing. We've also got light refreshments and free parking. Give now at WOSU.org or at 866-897-9678. We're going to have it here in the Ross studio. We're going to project Alex's hands up on the big screen. But tickets are limited. There's only so many people that can fit in the Ross. So you're running out of time to get a spot in the class. Support All Sides for $15 a month and get a really fun experience. As a regular listener, you know that we bring you a wide range of topics. Every Monday, you get the Reporter Roundtable, where we get all the news from the State House. We recently aired our last season of Untangled, where we take complicated issues and untangle them for you over time. We were untangling redistricting, which is a topic that we're all going to vote on in November. It's important, and sometimes it can be hard to understand. So we take the time to create shows like Untangled that are in-depth, thoughtful, where you hear from all the people who make the laws here in our state. If you appreciate this kind of explanatory journalism, then give a gift today. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We're hoping to hear from 10 more people in the last 10 minutes of our show. We would love to have you join us for this cookie class. It's going to be so much fun. Also, because it's going to be with a bunch of public radio listeners. We're going to have a fun time, and we're going to learn some really great techniques. And Alex, how long have you been teaching cookie classes? Like, when did that part start for you?
I don't remember exactly when it started. I would say it probably was maybe a year after I started decorating cookies. Someone told me I should start teaching it because I had been doing it for a minute, and the person who told me this, which I forget who it was, they must have liked what I was doing to tell me I should teach it, and I was terrified of it. But it forced me to kind of get my stuff together and start teaching.
Sometimes I find, too, like, I've taught, like, I've gone in and guest lectured at, like, journalism classes and things like that. And I think it helps you better understand what you do when you have to think about how am I going to explain this to somebody else.
Yeah, it makes you think about how you think about things, which is, it's a weird way of thinking about it. I said thanks so many times in that sentence.
That's okay.
But it puts you in a whole different mode. And it
like
also
the why. You have to think, why do I do it this way?
Yeah. And it's really nice. It's kind of like refreshing to see people starting out because it's hard to remember how you started out. You may remember little bits and pieces, but seeing other people start out the way you were, it's really cute.
I want to say thank you to Kevin Knight in Dublin. We need 9 more to go this hour. Make this hour a success. Enjoy a class with Alex. I will be there as assistant only. I am a amateur cookie decorator, but I love it. It's such a relaxing hobby. I swear watching cookie decorating videos on Instagram is like my comfort thing.
I get in the zone.
They're so soothing.
Yeah, it's like I tell people it's my zen time.
Yeah. Oh, we only have 8 more to go now, so that is great. Yeah. I will say one thing about cookie decorating videos on Instagram or wherever you're watching them. They are sped up.
They are 100% sped up.
You can't move that quickly.
Every so often, I'll post one that's in real time, and I will caption that it's in real time just so people understand how long it does take to do certain cookies. But yeah, most of the time, they are very sped up to at least 3 or 4 times the speed.
Yeah, I watch it, and they're just, like, whipping through all this delicate work. And initially, you want to be like, how do you move that quickly and do such a straight line? And then I'm like, they're going a lot slower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm quick at cookie decorating. I'm probably faster than most cookie decorators, but still not time-lapse quick.
I want to say thank you to Terry Stolte in Westerville. Thank you so much for your donation. It's going to be a really fun class. It's going to be holiday themed, right? We're going to maybe learn how to do a snowman.
Yeah, yeah. Holiday themed. I'm going to make sure that we do a couple different techniques. I really try to choose simple cookie designs because I want everyone to succeed. I don't want someone to come in there and be even more discouraged from decorating cookies. So there's simple designs, multiple techniques, and I'm going to walk through every step with everyone, holding your hands. It's very encouraging. It's really fun to be around other people decorating. And it's very relaxing.
It is. I mean, I know sometimes people think it could be frustrating if it goes wrong, but it is just like you get in a groove and you're just like, it's a really nice distraction, at least for me, from my day-to-day life.
Yeah. When I first started decorating cookies, people thought it was kind of strange, but I would decorate cookies and I would have nothing playing. I wouldn't have music and the TV wasn't on. Now I usually have something playing. But it was just very much... I'm gonna compare it to like when you're in the shower and you're thinking. It's very much you can unplug, you can focus on your hands and creating as opposed to thinking about, you know, oh my gosh, what do I have to make for dinner? Oh my gosh, I have to run these errands. Oh my, like all of these things that are on our daily list. It's nice to just focus on decorating cookies, which are very simple, something you get to enjoy later, but just be in that moment of creating.
It's about being present.
Yeah.
This is our fall membership drive, and you're almost out of time to make a gift today. This hour, we're offering an amazing thank you gift. For $15 a month as a sustainer, you get 2 tickets for a WOSU exclusive cookie decorating workshop with Alex Copeland from Plenty of Cookies. Join us on Tuesday, November 12th at 6 p.m. You don't want to miss this one-of-a-kind experience, and it's only for WOSU members. That's the only way that you get into this class. It's $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180, and you get 2 tickets so you can bring a friend, a sibling, a child, 10 or older. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. You're going to get great tips, tricks, techniques to help you master the art of sugar cookie decorating. And Alex is bringing all the supplies. He's baking all the cookies. He's prepping all the icing. He's going to have a wide range of colorful decorations. So you're going to leave the class with some amazing cookies. Maybe you'll make a good friend. Maybe you'll meet somebody new. Have a new shared hobby. Alex and I shared some of his amazing creations on Instagram earlier today. You can check them out at WOSU All Sides. That's our Instagram handle. And he's truly talented, and you have the opportunity to learn from him, ask questions, get hands-on help, and it's just $15 a month for 2 tickets. Become a member of this station and surprise a friend with a ticket for this event. It's so much more fun when you do it with somebody that you love. And it's $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180 for your tickets. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Perhaps you listen to All Sides pretty often. Maybe it's on in the background as you're decorating cookies or doing whatever you do in your day-to-day life. You know that you get a diverse range of topics, from the news of the day to long-term trends to memoirs from incredible people. You're going to hear it all on all sides. Our goal over time is to bring you all sides of issues that matter to you and maybe some you never thought you'd be interested in. Maybe we spark a little creativity, a little curiosity in your own life. That's something that only happens on public radio, and you can support that by going to WOSU.org or calling 866-897-9678. And remember, you have to give now to get a spot in our cookie decorating workshop. We have about 5 minutes to go, and we're hoping 8 more people are going to join us for this class, the class that supports public radio. And you're also going to get other refreshments, parking's included. If you listen to All Sides every day, then we're just asking you to support the programs you already listen to and value. You listen here at 89.7 NPR News because you can trust the news that you hear. And that's so important these days, especially heading into the election. So we're asking for your gift of support. Make this drive a great success. Call 866-897-9678 or give it WOSU.org. $15 a month, and you get to come hang with me, hang with Alex, and learn how to make some really great cookies. Again, it's 866-897-9678. And Alex, if somebody just wants to order cookies from you, if they're like, you know, I've got an event coming up, I've got a divorce, a wedding, a baby shower, how do they get a hold of you?
I have different social media. So I have Facebook and Instagram, and I also have a website. So it's going to be plentiocookies.com. And on the website, there is a request form. Some people are actually intimidated by the request form because they think that automatically means that they have to order cookies. It can be a request, and you just fill out what you're thinking. We go through the process, talking designs, talking quotes, and we kind of figure out what works best for the person. So even if you're just wondering about future events, hit me up through my website.
Have you ever done a wedding, like a cookies for a wedding?
Oh, yeah. I did my sister's wedding, actually.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, I know that's like a little bit different than just some other person.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I've done cookies for many weddings, actually. But my sister's was really special.
So. I would think. Yeah. They make a great like gift for the tables. You just put them in a little plastic. You have a nice custom cookie for everybody. Because sometimes those like wedding favors that people give out, I'm like, what am I going to do with this decorative soap?
Yeah, yeah. Or like the like little thing of bubbles or something.
Yeah.
Well, I've done it for a wedding where I did everyone's name on a cookie. Or for like the rehearsal dinner, I've done everyone's name as like a little place card.
That is so cool.
So then there's something like to snack on. Yeah.
I want to say thank you to Anita Wheeler from Columbus. Thanks for donating. And we're so excited to have you at this class. I hadn't thought about that. It would even be fun to put in, say, a bridesmaid's box.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done like a two-piece set where it says, will you be my bridesmaid? And you include some more cookies that you put in the spot and it says yes or no. Or
oh my goodness.
Will you be my maid of honor? And they can just kind of take pictures with it. So yeah, there are a lot of fun things you can do with cookies, and I love it.
Yeah, and you can definitely check it out at Plenty of Cookies on Instagram. I mean, some of them, like you have a brain for Halloween that had this great texture. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. You can get super creative, and I feel myself constantly seeing just new things in life, and I'm like, can I make that into a cookie?
And if you want to learn how to make the ideas in your head into a cookie, you should donate now. So that you can join us. Call 866-897-9678, or you can give online at WOSU.org. You're going to get a master class in cookie decorating. It's just $15 a month. It's 2 tickets. It comes with free parking. It's going to be the most fun show. And I want to say thank you all so much for listening to All Sides every day. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus. Online at WOSU.org, we're a service of WOSU Public Media on 89.7 NPR News. Global, local.
We'll be right back. The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.